Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Joining me now, Executive Vice President and General Manager of your Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Coming in off the bye week, rejuvenated and ready to go?
Yeah, got some rest. It was good for our team. I thought we needed it. The bye came almost in the middle of the season, so that's always nice when you look at the schedule and you see the bye at that point. I thought we needed it. Was able to do a little bit of self-scouting, get some rest, get some guys healthy again, so it was a productive week.
Well, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You said you'd be going into the bye week doing some self-scouting. What exactly did you scout? What did you see? What did you learn? And what can you take forward?
Well, as we talked about, it's really an opportunity, you know, at this point in the midpoint of the season to really look at what you're doing, to determine whether or not you are you have any tendencies that other people are looking at that might give them an advantage. And so we were able to do some of that stuff. Some of it's also, personnel. And are you employing the right guys? We made a couple roster moves and did some things, last week as well. So it's a comprehensive look at what we're doing, who's doing what, and are we being as effective as we need to be?
Is this something that you sit down with the coaching staff and they individually go to the players? How involved, I guess, are the players in this self-scouting process?
Well, we had some really good practices last week. In fact, the practice that we had last week was probably analogous to a training camp practice. It was some really good teaching done. Some good work and pads that we were able to get done. So the coaches are doing the vast majority of this. I will sit down with Bill regularly, and we talk about the roster and talk about, what I see and relative to what he and the coaches are evaluating. And so we're on the same page there. But we got some really good fundamental teaching and some fundamental work done last week.
You mentioned a couple of roster moves, three that I can think of. Can you kind of take us through it and what your thought process was for each one?
Yeah, we brought Zach Dials back a couple weeks ago. He did a nice job for us in the game, went out and played well for us. We contemplated at the time, we've got a young guy on our practice squad, or had a young guy on our practice squad, Max Buller, a young man from Michigan State. He's done a nice job, continued to progress. And so we just decided that we ought to give him an opportunity to be activated and go out and help us and see if he could, do something for us on special teams. And so we activated him. And then obviously when you activate him from your practice squad, you've got a spot open on the practice squad. And we brought a young man back by the name of Chris Martin, who we had signed as a college free agent back in the summer. Actually, after the draft, and he had gotten hurt, broke his foot, maybe the first practice that he was in. And so he had been up in New England on their practice squad for a few weeks, and they released him last week. So it was an opportunity for us to get a guy back that we had in the building before to take a look at.
So a guy like Max Bull, I mean, here's a kid that in training camp was, raising a lot of eyebrows, had a good camp. We talked to him. In fact, I talked to him downstairs today. So excited to be out there. When you make a move like that, how realistic is it for you to have, or what kind of expectations, I guess, do you have immediately for a guy like that to step in?
Well, first of all, obviously his role on our team right now primarily will be with special teams. And so what we're asking him to do is go out and understand that role and go and execute and perform and make plays on special teams, execute the blocks, execute, tackles if it's an opportunity for him to go and cover kicks. And so that's the first thing. And then he's got to be ready to go in the game and play on defense if, in fact, that opportunity arises for him. So it's no different than any other guy. He's in a backup role, so he's going to have to play special teams, and he's got to be ready if his number's called.
Of course, the biggest news of the last week to 10 days or so is the kind of a changing at the guard of quarterback, Ryan Mallett, now in. Can you sort of take us through why, maybe the timing, just your thoughts on him overall and the whole thought process in making this move now?
Well, I think it's been documented now that in a lot of respects, we're looking for some kind of spark. I think what I have been impressed with Ryan since he's been here, since we executed the trade for him, back in September, is he's come in and he's done everything that we've asked him to do from a work standpoint. So he's been in the building early. He's been in the training room. He's been in the weight room. He's done all the things. He's been in that meeting room. He understands the offense. He stayed after practice and worked with the receivers and tight ends and done those kinds of things. And so I think there's a level of comfort with the team with him. And it certainly is a level of comfort with the coaches, because obviously Bill has had some experience with him. But he's done a nice job of showing us each week that he was ready. I think it's a good opportunity for him. He is a big, strong-arm guy who understands what we're asking him to do at the position. And so I'm excited to watch him play. I think he's got the skill set to execute the offense. He's got the familiarity to execute the offense. He just hasn't had the opportunity, and this is his chance.
Well, and you look at a guy like that, I mean, just even watching him down on the field warming up over the past 9 weeks, you can see the velocity in his throws. You know he's a different type of quarterback than, say, Ryan is. So having said that, how long typically, and I'm not asking you to pinpoint an exact time, but is there some a time frame into which this offense kind of has to adjust to a different style of quarterback versus what they've been used to?
Well, first of all, from a philosophical standpoint, it won't change. We'll do what we've done. He may have a different rhythm to how he, you know, calls plays, and that's the one thing from a snap count standpoint. The words are all the same. He's got a different natural rhythm that our guys have got to get used to. But the expectation, Patty, is that he will go out and be able to execute everything that we've always done. It's just going to be the way that he does it. He won't be as mobile, say, as Ryan has been. So, you know, the protection has to be a little bit different. But our guys understand that about him. And, you know, he does bring a different skill set with the ball, driving the ball downfield, driving the ball on some of the end cuts. And so it may look a little different. By the way he executes, but by and large, it's the same calls. It's everything is still the same.
So heading up to Cleveland, the game at hand, just kind of give us a little scouting report on what you see from Browns, what their challenges are, not to mention the challenges of the cold weather.
Yeah, well, the cold weather, it's football weather, so I wouldn't necessarily label it as cold or negative. It's going to be fun to go up and play in Ohio, in the cold, but it's a good football team. It's a very confident football team, and what you kind of understand when you watch the tape is you see a confident group, and when things start to happen good for them, you can almost feel the energy come off the video. And so we've got to make sure that we weather whatever storm, no pun intended, that we encounter up there and continue to, again, it's that formula that we've talked about, the way that we need to win football games. We need to run it. We need to make sure that we protect the ball. And we need to make sure that we make our plays when they're available to us to be made, because that's what's going to, it's going to take that type of effort for us to go up and win.
All right, well, we will see you in Cleveland. Thank you so much. We have to take one more time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll catch up with Chris Myers and Xavier Suafilo at Verizon Wireless. Stay with us.